My brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered, what did the apostles do during those first Easter days? How did the early Christians pass their time? From the day of the resurrection until 50 days later on the Feast of Pentecost with the descent of the Holy Spirit, what were they doing? There are at least four essential elements that define their lives that we know through sacred scripture. One, they were reading the Old Testament. How do we know that? As we heard in the first reading today, when Peter stands up on Pentecost, he quotes King David. He shows how our Lord fulfilled one of the Old Testament prophecies. There are 424 prophecies about the Messiah in the Old Testament. For one of them to be fulfilled in the life of a Jewish man, there's about one in 400 chance. For two of them, one in 1,500. For three, one in 10,000. For four, one in 25,000. For five, one in 100,000. For all 424 to be fulfilled, the likeliness is so infinitesimally small, there's probably not even a name for that number. Think of the apostles going to the Old Testament and devouring it, saying, oh my gosh, here he is again. And look, these words speak of him. They read sacred scripture. They celebrated Holy Mass. In our Lord's earliest appearances after the resurrection, what does he do? He comes and he breaks bread. And that's where they recognize him. And in those moments, they probably thought, oh my gosh, the Last Supper, he said, do this in memory of me. This is what he commanded us. When was the first Mass celebrated by the apostles? We don't know. But probably, there's a very good chance it was that first Sunday after the resurrection. And every Sunday thereafter, all down through history. One of my favorite paintings of the apostolic times, I don't know who the artist is, you could find it on the internet probably, is a depiction of the Apostle John placing Holy Communion on the tongue of our Mother Mary. Think of the joy that Our Lady had in receiving her Son anew into her heart and soul. Our Lady lived for 20 years after the death of her son. One of the mystics of last century said, outside of the moment of the crucifixion, there was no greater suffering that Our Lady ever encountered than to live for all that time without him who was the center of her life. Mother Teresa said the only joy she had during those years was to come before the Blessed Sacrament and spend time in prayer. Because finally, no one could take her son from her. They read sacred scripture, they celebrated Mass, they prayed together. The Acts of the Apostles says that they would gather together every day to devote themselves to prayer. And when they gathered together, how did they pray? What did they pray for? They were invoking the Holy Spirit. They were awaiting the day of Pentecost. Father, send us your Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit. Establish the church throughout the world. And when they would gather together to pray, who was always with them? Our Blessed Mother Mary. The Acts of the Apostles says when they would gather together in the upper room, Mary was present with them. The fourth essential element of their life was drawing close to Our Lady. How else do we know that? Who would have told them about the virgin birth? How did they know that Gabriel came to Our Lady when she was the only one there for the Annunciation or the presentation in the temple? You know, you can imagine the apostles after the resurrection rushing to Our Lady saying, tell us about your son. Fill us in with stories from his youth. We want to know everything we possibly can. If these four elements were the foundation of their Easter days, they also ought to be the foundation of our Easter days. and indeed of our entire lives. My brothers and sisters, do you take time to read sacred scripture every day? Does the Bible have a place of prominence in your homes? It might be time to go to that bookshelf, right? Pull the Bible out, dust it off a little bit, put it out on the table so we don't forget to read it, put it on the nightstand. Padre Pio, when he would celebrate Mass, every single time he'd read the Gospel, his eyes would well with tears. Sometimes he would literally weep. One day someone came up to him after Mass and said, "Padre Pio, why do you cry all the time when you're reading the Gospel?" And he looked at the person amazed. He said, "Do you think it's a small thing that God speaks to us?" The power of sacred scripture. Holy Mass. Now, I know my parishioners here, maybe there's some visitors. Presentation, no one ever misses Sunday Mass in this parish. Maybe it's time to frequent Mass more than just on Sundays. Most people, when they start to go to Mass more than just on Sundays, all of a sudden, the Eucharist comes alive in a new way. Probably the way it did for the apostles when they first started celebrating Mass. Prayer. And prayer with Our Lady. If you're not being faithful to the daily rosary, let's pick it up anew. You know, sometimes people say, "Well, gosh, you know, all four, Father? Really? You know, don't you think Mass is enough? You know, in Mass, we sometimes pray to Mary. We hear the Bible there. You know, that's probably sufficient." No, all four. If we don't have all four, something's going to be lacking. Sacred Scripture, Mass, prayer, and prayer with our Mother Mary. Let's ask the apostles to pray for us today that they might be at the heart of our lives as they were at the heart of their lives.